I am.
That's your 4DF. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great, Walt. I'm in Bowling Springs now. I live in Bowling Springs, so I won't be back from Henry. Be back to Henry.
Some messages and pictures you posted on Facebook, and I sent you a couple of emails and never did hear nothing back.
On the internet, basically here at this place. They're coming this afternoon and hook up the charter stuff and hook up everything, but I usually check my mails every day, so I don't know what happened. Well, I just can't say.
Known Dave, W4DJW, the net manager, he was supposed to send me an email or a link to where I can turn in the net report at night. I'm going to take over the Tuesday night net, Don.
Walter, that'll be good experience for you. I used to call this in mid-70s. About 1975, I believe it was. And I phoned it on Saturday night, and of course I was a standby. If somebody else did show up, I would pick it up. Well, listen, I'm running the power frame, running 1 watt.
I'm on that old Yaesu that I let you borrow, and I ain't running but 3 watts on it.
You are 4 quarting into the receiver as far as I can tell. I thought I'd be weaker over here because I'm farther away from the repeater than I was in Edmond. I couldn't carry on a conversation with HT from Edmond.
Very little white noises. You're perfectly readable, Don.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm able to get in. I just sit in my bedroom over here and running the stock antenna. I've got one of those long ones. But I thought I'd try the short one first. And if it didn't make it, I'd put on the other one, which should have. They say it has more gain, but I don't know. But this is fine right now.
I don't know what's going on. I've got my FT-450, my HF radio on. And I've got an MFJ SWR meter up there, and I could give you a signal report, and none of it's in line with this 2 meter, even my FT-450. While you were talking, that S meter's up to a S9. You're moving both meters, the one on the radio and the one I got sitting on top of the antenna tuner.
Yes, I need to get on low band. I just get on sync one, and I go up to low band.
It may be because I've got my VHF and HF antennas right there together going in, and they all grounded to a common ground. And even my HF, when I'm talking, it's going up to, 60 over.
Well, I wouldn't split the antenna up or whatever. When you transmit on one, if you got them tied together, naturally it's going to create some kind of problem with the other one, but you're sounding mighty fine here. We got moved in here Saturday night. From the time we saw the house at Christmas, my son said, Merry Christmas. He tricked us. But from then until Saturday night, I hadn't been back over here because they told me you're not going to have to do nothing. You just sit around and wait. We're going to put all the furniture in, dispose of the old furniture, and turned everything on, and it's amazing. I just can't appreciate my son enough.
You'll have to check into the nail at 9 o'clock now. You're hitting the repeater real good, Don.
91, I wanted to be with this one and 145.47. And when the weather net starts up, you're just upcoming tornado season. So I'm glad about that, and I'm glad I'm able to get into 6-4. It's been so embarrassing for people say they can't hear me. They hear one or two letters. So I put that to rest, Walter.
The last week or two, we've had several ewe hams checking into the net. I'll be glad when we can get back to having the club meetings.
Well, that's great. I'm a member of the club, but I won't be able to attend any of the meetings in person, but I can probably check it via the internet. Well, Walter, let me get off here. I just wanted to check this thing out, try to find all my chargers, all my radios, and all my antennas. So, don't know what I'm going to do about the Mule Man antenna over at the old place. I never used it, but I don't know what the Homeowners Association over here is going to say. So, thought about putting it inside of a flagpole.
I'm glad we ain't got no HOA here. I got that HF antenna up between the trees, and I've asked my neighbor next door if she'd mind if I run a wire up in a maple tree over on her side. That way I'll have the one I got up now is running east and west, and I'd have another going north and south. And she said, go ahead, I don't care. But like you, I'm just waiting on some warmer weather. This cold, rainy weather like it is today, man, my neck's killing me.
The first rain, I know it is, it's been here. But I wish you could have seen at my previous house the antennas I had up. I had, of course, a 60-foot tower. At one time, I had four 19-element cragging stacks on top of that, so that would put it at about 70 feet. A 2-meter beam, 2-meter ground plane, 10-meter dipoles, and, of course, low-band antennas. And probably had some more, I just can't remember, but when we moved in, the guy lived there previously had intentions of putting up a tower. So he put the base in the ground. And all I had to do was buy a tower and stack it on top. Well, some of the neighbors came up with a frown on their face and said, what's that? Said, we have restrictions here. I said, it don't restrict me. I said, you deal with the FCC, don't they?
Signal started to drop out there, Don. And I could hear what you were saying.
W4DFK4OIM.
I'll be clear.